Phoneboy Speaks, episode 92, Walking on Sunshine.
I'm originally from California, and there's something that I remember about living in California, and I didn't really realize it until I moved up into Seattle, is that in Seattle and the surrounding area, I mean, I actually live in a town called Gig Harbor, which is only about an hour away from Seattle, but it's in the Puget Sound area. So what I realized after moving up here was that in the San Francisco Bay Area where I lived, it's sunny a lot of the time. And there are a few days where it rains, and it rains a lot, and that's just the way it is. In the Seattle area, there are days where it is really, really sunny and really, really nice. And there's a lot of days where it's not. And there are some days where it kind of oscillates back and forth between being sunny and rainy. As the joke is, you have to learn to like sunshine in 5-minute increments, and especially during the fall and in spring months, you definitely have to do that if you want to enjoy sunshine. But I was sitting in Starbucks today, and the barista complained that there were some people coming through the drive-thru that were from California and that were whining about the beautiful sunny day that we had today. And as I said, I have a different perspective on it now, and it's that because it doesn't happen as often here, you really enjoy it more. It's kind of like, and I think there's a certain psychological thing there too, that things that you have all the time, you don't appreciate the same way. And likewise, when something, you know, that you are used to seeing is gone, you kind of think about it sometimes. Like, for example, when I haven't seen rain here in a while, I actually get a little bit concerned, which, you know, seems kind of sick considering I'm from California. And, you know, maybe that's probably where that comes from, because in California, depending on where you were in California, it didn't always rain and there were sometimes drought conditions and stuff. But anyway, I have a different perspective on the sun. And so on a day like today, it's really only like 52 degrees outside Fahrenheit, which is about 11 Celsius for the international listeners. But the sun is out, and even though the wind's still a little chilly, I mean, the sun feels great. And that's just, you know, that's vitamin D right there. And of course, as it is entering spring here in the northern hemisphere, we're going to be getting more sunshine, or at least more daylight. And, you know, that's been kind of nice too. So I'm definitely appreciate sunshine much more having moved up from California where it was happening all the time. And, you know, and sometimes during the winter months, I'm thankful I travel somewhere that's warmer and has better weather. So anyway, that was my little experience with the sun and people's perception of a good sunny day. I mean, that's the thing right here. It doesn't even have to be warm outside. If the sun's out, it's a good day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.